At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
Nothing. Just looking into my Sharon Moore, Mel Tucker
nothing.
Support group. Thinking about, starting something down at the community center. Combined $100 million that they've pissed away.
Just wrap,
Dude, I'm
don't do that.
Strange is undefeated, man. It's undefeated.
God.
Takes down more men than just about anything else.
Horn dogs.
You're going along, got $27 million guaranteed dollars, and you're like, nope. By the way, those child support payments are going to hit a little bit harder when you don't got that $27
million. Well, what Suk is talking about is that we have a little late-breaking sports news today, and he is Suk is reveling in the downfall of yet another college football coach who has dipped his pen into the company ink and been fired.
What have I said a million? Like, remember the whole Timbers and Thor? Just stop touching your employees. Just don't do it.
Well, what if they want you to touch
hands? Them? No, you can't do it. Just keep your penis or your other lady parts to yourself. It's just, you've got $27 million. If you just don't touch someone inappropriately, you're like, nah,
well,
I can't do it.
Do you think that the weather in Michigan has anything to do with all of this?
Yeah, maybe you just get so horned up in the wintertime and there's nothing else to do and you're like,
well, you're cooped up, it's cold.
Reports are this was happening long before the wintertime.
Well,
summer. What's the summer? Hot girl summer. Sharon was having a hot girl summer, allegedly.
This does go back to last year.
Yeah, it does.
So Sharon Moore, the head coach at Michigan, is fired.
Yeah.
News dropped about an hour ago, and the university came out and said, he was having an affair with a staffer, and that is clearly violation of our code, therefore we're not going to pay him a dime.
Yeah.
And so he is turfed turfed with cause.
Yeah, so it's funny. I saw these rumors like 2 weeks ago, but like,
well, they're saying these rumors were out there
last off season.
But so, they couldn't prove it.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing only now did, because Michigan wouldn't fire him today. This is very bad timing for Michigan.
Yeah.
They wouldn't fire him today.
Yeah.
If they could have proven it earlier.
Yes.
In other words, they've been investigating. They've been looking for the smoking gun to be able to prove this in a court of law. If he says, what?
Yeah.
And takes you to court. So obviously they can now prove it because they fired him with cause. But I would imagine they would have wanted to uncover this way before so that they could get in on the hiring cycle.
Yeah, I saw this on a Facebook post like 2 weeks ago that someone said, dude, he's about to get fired. This was all during the whole coaching carousel thing. And no one gave any credit. I remember like reading through, someone may have even forwarded it to me on Twitter, but the people that were reporting it were like Michigan State people. So then you're like, well, you know, whatever. And so there's two versions, but like her LinkedIn page was on there. And so you feel kind of bad because you're like, ew.
What does that mean?
Well, I guess it's not alleged anymore, right? The mistress was one of his secretaries.
Okay.
So her LinkedIn page was on the post.
Okay, but why did you go, ew?
Well, because it's awkward that if this wasn't true, here's some lady that's getting...
Oh.
You know, I felt
publicly shamed.
I felt bad reading it.
I see.
And being like, yikes. Like, you know, it's from a Michigan State person, and there was a bunch of people on there that were like, dude, this is crap. You're smearing someone, whatever. Because there's two stories. Well, the pregnancy is the one story, and then the other pregnancy is that he ended the pregnancy. And so whichever one that is, it ain't good. Those are just like internet rumors. Well, it turns out they're not internet rumors. Because then the other one was, well, if they liked him better, they wouldn't have fired him. It sounds like, regardless of whether you're winning or not, if you're paying for abortions with your secretary, if that turns out to be the story, you're getting fired no matter what. You can't...
You think they'd fire Jim Harbaugh, yes, fresh off a national championship, if this were him?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't.
Who do you think you are? You can't sleep with your secretary. You can't impregnate your secretary. And to be honest,
certainly can.
Well, you can't.
What if he weren't married? How about that? Because he is married. No, he has three kids.
You can't.
It doesn't matter, married or not. Makes it worse.
No, that
obviously
doesn't matter.
You can't sleep with your subordinate, and then you sure as hell can't get rid of the pregnancy and then be like, no harm, no foul. Like, at least Gary Anderson had the sense to go out of his own...
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I think that Michigan wins here because Sherrone Moore sucks.
Yeah.
Well, and they didn't like him anyway.
Yeah, he's a sketchy
and
dude.
He just lost to Ohio State. Yeah. And they lucked out here.
Yeah.
They lucked out here. Yeah. So they were just sniffing around trying to find enough evidence. They finally got it. Yeah. And now they're like, perfect. We can walk away. Now, this leads to another question, which is, you know, it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, it turns out Sherrone Moore was, just being Sherrone Moore and it got him fired. It's his own fault. What's to stop a university? You know, they don't want to pay these buyouts, you know. If they are unhappy with their coach.
You're just saying send a hot at it?
I mean, you know, there are things you can do to test them.
Yeah.
You know, what's to stop a university from doing that? A desperate university.
Boy, how cynical and underhanded can you be? You got $90 million on the hook for a buyout, and you're like, well,
it's a lot of dough, dude.
It is a lot of dough. Well, so Moore was 27, I believe. Mel Tucker's was like 80. So
million.
Yeah, million. Just realize that a Michigan State and a Michigan coach have combined thrown away $80 million on a very, very young secretary and some phone sex allegedly with like a set the expectation thing. I mean,
we apologize.
My word.
Yeah, this is hard to talk about.
Yeah,
it's all. Gotta dance around stuff.
Yeah, it's.
Well, guys, you know, I mean.
Well, look, at this point, like.
This is age old.
Well, and her name is like, it's.
It's age old. Guys are going to just. Guys will absolutely crumble.
Women have brought down nations.
She is young, by the way. Like, young.
I mean, it's just.
Sherrone Moore's wife is going to stab him in the face with a soldering iron.
Men are just so predictable.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but many of them.
Yeah, whatever money he has left, sounds like she's going to get a bunch.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, I don't know how much there is. And that's the thing, he ain't getting another job. Like, he does not have...
No, he's not great.
No, he does not. Like, this
he
is...
He was lucky to get that gig.
Dude, that guy sat on a lottery ticket and then decided to paper shred it.
I think he thought he was Ime Udoka, who had, like, two or three teams, even after his transgressions, ready to call and give him a job.
Does this give us a little bit of... what am I trying to say? Does this make us feel a little better about Chauncey? At least it's not
gambling.
Just the age-old, like, I just went for the young hot.
It is kind of fun.
I did something a little bit more unique, like rip-off billionaires.
There you go.
Yeah.
I do like that. Yes, if we want a positive side of things, fixing some poker games is better than the 22-year-old secretary. It's so cliche.
Look, we're all men. We got to ruin our lives in some way. At least I did it creatively.
Someone said, nothing ruins successful men like stress, long hours, and their own incredible horniness.
That's right.
It's a valid point.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it's undefeated. This is why. Like, this is his problem. If I could go back and advise Sherrone Moore, ugly secretaries, you can't hire the cute secretary. You can't hire the 22-year-old blonde. You can't. You can't do it.
It kind of doesn't matter.
You're setting your... Well, yeah, Schwarzenegger, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about proximity. Mm. Schwarzenegger knocked up his housekeeper, I think.
Yeah, it was the housekeper.
And she was not a young 22-year-old hot.
No, she wasn't.
But you know what she was?
Yeah, she was
available. She was just right there.
Yeah, but when availability meets young hot, yeah, it's not good.
It's a test.
Yeah, it's a test.
It's a test of your metal, Shiro.
And you failed. I love your idea of we start a service where we hire hots.
What coach don't you like right now? What university has a little trepidation about their coach?
Is looking to get out of something? Yeah, maybe USC. Supposedly Lincoln Riley's buyout is in the $70 or $80 million range.
Well, there you go.
You know what's in L.A.? Hots. And a lot of them.
That wouldn't be hard.
No, it would not.
Or maybe
it would. Maybe it would. I mean, that's
not saying he'd take the bait. But
we
if
find
he's
out.
Smart,
we
he would not take the bait.
We find out. All of a sudden, coaches are like, "No, this isn't real." And then the back of their it's the
Sorry,
devil
honey.
On the shoulder. You're like, "No, it's real. It's real." Because you know every man you have two base coaches, right? And one of them plays things very conservative. He's like the Kansas City Royals third base coach, right? He's like, no, we're going to hold up and let's see what happens. But I'm telling you, that guy waving you home, that son of a bitch, he's dynamic. He's a big personality. And not only is he sending you home, he's telling you to come in standing up. He's not even telling you to slide. He's like, you got this. Come on. You got this. And too often than not, we listen to the aggressive base coach. And you can't. You got to play conservative. You got to hold up singles and doubles.
Well, another one down.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have another small little coaching carousel round because whoever Michigan hires, probably Connor Stallions. Isn't it funny how they found everything they needed to fire Sherrod Moore, but they didn't find a thing about Connor Stallions' behavior?
Well, it's because Sherrod Moore was deleting everything. Remember, he's delete. Problem is... Well, never mind. That's a bad joke. But some things can't be deleted, but maybe.
Well, they kind of were.
They kind of were. But if you believe rumors, I mean, it's all bad.
Listen.
So now
you got Michigan having to find a coach.
They supposedly want Kalen DeBoer.
Well, they're not going to get Kalen DeBoer. But, you know, they got to find a coach, and whoever they find. It's probably going to lead. It's going to lead to like somebody like Washington State, not like, but you know what?
Yes,
I mean. Yeah. What just happened to Washington State is going to happen to another school.
You think Matt Campbell's upset that he didn't wait one more week.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, had Matt Campbell not signed that Penn State deal, which was was it late last week?
I think it was last week.
One more week. If Matt Campbell could have just hung on for one more week, you know, that's where Michigan State immediately would have gone.
Well, I don't know where else they would go.
I don't know. I mean, there was some talk that maybe Jesse Minter, who's the defensive coordinator with the Chargers now, he was the Michigan guy. Is there an idea that maybe he would want to come back to college, one of the best defensive minds in the game? Obviously, like by all accounts, the Michigan people are saying that they are actively trying to gauge interest in DeBoer. Because that was another rumor that you don't know what to mean. That's the problem with all these. It's just rumors, and you don't want to believe them. But then you're like, oh, crap. Some of these turn out to be true. The rumor was, again, out there that DeBoer, the Alabama thing isn't what it's cracked up to be. That DeBoer may be looking for something a little less Alabama-y. And, you know,
yeah.
Michigan.
They're not getting Kalen DeBoer out of there.
This is a good one. For our service, someone said Mike Norvell better stay away from that secretary. Bingo. Mike Norvell.
He didn't get fired yet?
No, because they owe him. He just signed that contract extension. Remember when the Alabama job came up, all those guys, Sark, Norvell, Lanning, they all got those big extensions. And Florida State hates Mike Norvell, but they don't have the money. I'm telling you.
You know they're sending Skush his way.
Yeah, Mike, just hide in the bunker, Costanza style. All male staffers at this point. Just... If an attractive woman comes anywhere near you, turn and run. It's a trap.
Stay strong, Mike. Stay strong.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
All right. Well, there's sports talk opening Seggy.
Well, I mean, it's just
late breaking news.
Yeah, you get in your car and you're driving in and you're like, excuse me, what?
Yeah.
And when you hear a dumb rumor that you don't believe and then it turns out to be true, you're like, whoa.
It was one of those stories that, like, the news was out when I left the house, and by the time I got here, all the sordid details had then been released.
Well, I will say, you gotta hand it to Michigan because they tackled this in one fell swoop. They instantly put out a release. Like, the news came out that he was fired, and everybody's like, whoa. I just thought it's just because they didn't like him.
Yeah.
But then I was like, wait, that timing's a little weird.
Yeah.
But then Michigan instantly threw out a release saying exactly what had happened.
Yeah.
Which is very rare. They don't often talk about that.
No, they weren't messing around.
They were not messing around. No. They're like, you are out, and here's why, and we're not paying you a dime. So now we know, and Michigan needs a coach, and we do sports talk for you today.
Sports!
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. We love Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
It is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Ah, Sharon Moore got fired on hump day.
Nope.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little ironic, isn't it, Schultzy?
And he ain't getting another...
Schnitzel Wolf.
He ain't getting another job.
All right, let's start.
Where do you go from there?
That's the top news of the day.
That's a good question.
Right there. You got some Duck stuff here, it looks like.
Yeah.
The Dukes of Madison James sneaking up on the Ducks.
The Dukies.
Notre Dame isn't quite the draw it claims to be, guys. Some numbers.
They just sound like such a bunch of babies at this point.
We got to get to the NFL nasties, too. You know, we haven't, we got some NFL yesterday, but. Not enough.
Well, it's another big week coming
for this
up.
Reporter.
Well, we're in elimination week.
Yeah,
now,
it's getting good now.
There's a lot of win or go home now for these teams.
Oh, and we have Philip Rivers audio today for you guys.
That was delightful, by the way.
He's the old granddad up there.
The weight question was ideal. Did you see that?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That we have a couple minutes of it, but
someone asked him how much he weighed, and his response was phenomenal.
All right, well, let's get started with hot sports talk. We stick with college football next on The Fan. All right, apparently Notre Dame is embarrassing itself further.
Yeah, if it's possible, they just keep digging that hole.
Oh, it is possible.
You know, you would think that there'd be some self-awareness, like someone would pull them inside and be like, dude, you should really stop. Like, this isn't getting you anywhere other than just making you look ridiculous and everyone turning against you.
So we'll have that story. But what does Michigan do? Seriously, what do they do? Sharon Moore fired, by the way, if you haven't seen.
Yeah.
And so names popping up are...
How about Bobby Petrino?
Oh, he's a good coach.
Well, he didn't
get the Arkansas job, right?
No, he did not. So
Chad Morris got that.
You know.
I mean, Petrino's pretty good.
Wouldn't it be something? Because, by the way, this is exactly what happened with Bobby Petrino. Wouldn't it be something you fire Sharon Moore and you go hire Bobby Petrino?
Well, I mean, he is back.
He is back.
He's the OC at Arkansas.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of. I mean, you're Michigan, so you would think that you would be able to get a significant name. I just don't know how far along in the process someone's going to be willing to punt on this. Transfer portal opens up soon. We'll be interested to see what happens to Michigan's class. Michigan had a very, very nice recruiting class. I think, what, top five in the country. I mean, they went 9-3. It wasn't great this year, but I mean, it was 9-3. I honestly don't know. I really don't. The Jesse Minter one, like, Minter was kind of viewed as the reason why they won that national, you know, he was the defensive mind behind that.
He's with the Chargers.
He's with the Chargers, and he's going to be a guy that's going to get a head coaching job in the NFL eventually. Does he want to come back and take that Michigan job?
What about whoever Washington State hires? What? Well, you know.
Don't be a jerk.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Goes to Oregon State. It's Jamarcus Shepherd.
Yeah, what if Jamarcus Shepherd jumps over there?
Oh God. Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, most of the big names you would think are at solidified programs.
Lane Kiffin.
I mean, I don't know. Either everyone that was up that was a significant name either got a job, signed an extension recently. I wouldn't think that Michigan would want to go mining down in the FCS ranks. And by the way, most of those guys, again, either took jobs or signed extensions, although that wouldn't stop you. Those buyouts are probably pittance. So I'm saying that you could probably go get those guys. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Correction.
Where Michigan goes.
Ryan Silverfield at Arkansas, not Chad Morris.
Chad Morris. Chad Morris ended up at Oklahoma State.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan Silverfield from Memphis.
Golsh was originally supposed to go to Arkansas, and then on his way to Arkansas, he took a detour to Auburn, ended up in Auburn. Like, Arkansas had basically announced that he was the guy, and then Auburn was like, nah, come here. And so, yeah, they ended up with the Memphis coach. So it's been such a chaotic turn. You know,
Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly's name is out there.
I know no one likes him.
He's a good coach.
He's won a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot. He's probably the best fit, honestly. I mean, he's pretty good. Because I don't know what else.
But his name's kind of mud right now.
But why, though?
Well, it didn't go well down there.
I know, but
And he's just not viewed as a guy that people really want to be around. He's
had a winning.
Kind of an ass.
I get it. He's an ass. There's a lot of coaches that are an ass. That doesn't matter. What matters is, can he win? And he wanted LSU, just not enough. He won a lot at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We outthink in the room here?
Well, I mean, Brady was a name that got brought up for the LSU job. He's Joe Brady. He was the LSU offensive mind. And
wouldn't
he's
you
in,
rather
in
have
Buffalo.
Brian Kelly than Joe Brady?
I would think so. I mean, but this kind of shows you at this point in the procedure, if they don't find a way to get Kalen DeBoer, and I'm with you, they're not going to get Kalen DeBoer, but that apparently is what Michigan wants. There's enough people out there saying that when Michigan knew this was coming, right? They've been investigating and they were just waiting for the smoking test. And once they had that, this seems to be the overwhelming feeling is that they are going after Kalen DeBoer. And I don't think there'd be this much smoke if they thought that there was zero chance they'd get Kalen DeBoer. If they don't, they're not getting like Marcus Freeman. That's not happening. I mean, I think you're down to kind of, no offense.
Why would Kalen DeBoer? I just don't get that. Why would Kalen DeBoer leave?
Apparently, he
Alabama.
The whispers are that he does not like the culture at Alabama. The SEC in the South just is not supposedly sitting well with him.
Okay, meaning like it's too intense.
Too intense in the fan base and the look.
Too much pressure.
Too much pressure, and I know there's pressure.
He's going to have pressure at Michigan.
It's different pressure than down in the South. I mean, my God, that guy went 10-1 in the SEC, and people want him fired at Alabama. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I think it's different down there.
I definitely think it's different. I agree with that, but I don't.
And then the other name, the other name that I could see, and this goes back to
Before you get to that,
yeah,
it could be that. I mean, why don't we just tie Alabama's late season substitute to him flirting with Michigan?
Yeah, why not?
They looked terrible the other day.
Well, I promise you, they've talked to his agent, and you know, see if there's any sort of interest. I'm guessing DeBoer is probably going to have an awkward conversation. You know, getting ready for the playoffs, someone will ask him that question. The other one is, was it Josh Pate that said, yeah, keep an eye on Lincoln Riley. Supposedly there was some talk that Lincoln Riley and USC might be a parting of ways, that maybe those two just didn't really have a lot of desire to stay together. And remember, the Penn State job was kind of a whisper, but Michigan's a hell of a lot better job than Penn State. Not certain if a guy that can't coach defense, you're interested in bringing him to Michigan. But if you're looking for big names, that's kind of the only big names out there. Unless you just go down the road of go find the best coordinator at a power, you know, program a la Dan Lanning and go that way.
Well, you do have Bryce Underwood.
Yeah.
So Lincoln Riley, yeah. I mean, he's worked with a few Heismans.
Yeah, something like that.
Although the big knock on Riley is that most of his quarterback, if not all, that he worked with in college aren't doing – well, it's not that they're not doing crap in the pros. It's just that they have not transitioned well to the pros.
Yeah.
In other words, Lincoln Riley is not teeing up his quarterbacks for NFL.
But a win you Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, and maybe that's – I mean, I don't know Bryce Underwood's
– I just don't know. Like,
sitch, but
– I know Michigan's going to be all like, we need to go get that guy, the Lincoln Riley or the Brian Kelly or whatever, but – again, go look at the coaches that are kind of lighting the world on fire right now in college football, that everyone is all hot and bothered. Go find a nice coordinator. You know, there's a lot of those coaches. Marcus Freeman apparently is the bee's knees, and he's now football Jesus.
Well, who's the top coordinator then that hasn't been plucked?
Look, best coordinators college football, but like Dan Lanning was a coordinator. You know, there's a lot of those guys that have kind of risen up through the ranks that end up being great coaches. Ryan Day was a coordinator. You probably go get Dabo.
Why would you want Dabo?
I just kind
of. I mean, Kirby Smart even was a coordinator. Yeah, like, Kirby. Why not grab somebody off of Georgia's staff like Lanning was?
Yeah,
I think they just fear with the coordinator that they're not gonna get that guy. It's hard to know who that guy is.
Yeah,
a lot of good coordinators, but it doesn't mean they're all gonna be the next Dan Lanning.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Like,
so I think they're afraid of that.
Yeah, like, well, you got like Ben Arbuckle at Oklahoma or Ryan Grubb. I have no idea what their personalities are because we don't get to hear from them. Dan Lanning obviously was a coordinator at Georgia, but Dan Lanning had a personality that lent itself to be a head coach. So did Marcus Freeman. I don't know what, like, was it Andy Kolnicki at Penn State? I don't know what that guy is like. Is that a guy that is a, you know, a leader of men? I don't know.
Okay. Well, Michigan fires its coach.
Yeah.
They need a new one. Washington State needs a new one. What about Chip? Chip to Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there. Thanks, but no thanks.
How about Jonathan Smith jumping up to Michigan? Gets fired at Michigan State, and then he just goes over to Ann Arbor.
Well, someone just said, go hire Mel Tucker.
Mel Tucker?
I get Mel Tucker at a deep discount.
Isn't he embroiled in a lawsuit?
Yeah. Oh, no, I think that got dismissed.
Settle?
I think no, I think it got...
It did get dismissed.
I think Michigan State won.
Did they?
Yeah, I don't think they had to pay him any money.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think so. All
right.
Yeah, I think he got. They got
way to go, Mel.
Yeah. That's the one thing. If you're Sharon Moore, is that the one thing you go to your wife and you're like, at least I'm not Mel Tucker? You know, although Mel Tucker wasn't pregnant.
Why would you say that?
Well, because he only gave up 27 mil and Mel Tucker gave up 80.
No, I think at this point she wishes he was Mel Tucker because Mel Tucker allegedly didn't touch anybody. So
start hunting for condos, Sharon.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's from, but.
That may be more of a two-bedroom sort of situation. I don't know if he's got, full condos. Hopefully he saves some of that money. You're going to need it.
All right, coming up next, Notre Dame is at it again. Here's Schultzy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, now to Notre Dame. So Michigan, if you're just tuning in, has fired Sharon Moore. Mm-hmm. Is it Sharon or Sharon?
Sharon, I believe.
Sharon Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah, with cause.
Not going to work here.
Yeah, with cause. He does not get paid. No. He was stooping his secretary.
We can say his name however we want now. We're not going to hear it much anymore.
Yeah, not only was he stooping the secretary, but he gave her a better job while he was stooping her. And that's the Bobby Petrino element. She came on board as a low-level recruiting assistant, and then lo and behold, he got hired as the head coach, and she became his executive assistant. So
Notre Dame is continuing to embarrass itself.
Yes.
Because they're all butthurt about not making the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but Ivan Maisel is a college football writer.
I like Ivan Maisel.
He is on the college football playoff committee.
Yes.
That left Notre Dame out of the college football playoff.
Yes.
Well, interestingly, Ivan Maisel has recently penned a book about former Notre Dame head football coach Frank Leahy.
Ah.
Now, Leahy won 4 national championships at Notre Dame. He's a legend there.
Yes.
And Ivan was due to sign books at the Notre Dame bookstore.
Oh, my God. They didn't do this.
But that event has now been canceled.
What a bunch of bitches. Baklava, their AD?
Bavakwa, yeah.
Bavakwa?
Let's call him Baklava.
That's better.
It's not Baklava, but I wasn't exactly sure. What is it? One more time?
It's Baklava.
Baklava.
Yeah.
Not ah. What an absolute...
Baklava. Baklava?
Baklava.
I heard it said... I think ESPN said it about 6 different ways.
I don't know. It's not baklava. I know that. It's not that.
It's bavakwa.
Bavakwa?
Bavakwa.
You know what? I'm going... The Schnitzel Wolf claims to be an expert at everything, including... Bavakwa? I'm going with bavakwa.
Yeah, it sounds like... Bavakwa is... That's like the normal pronunciation of it. Bavakwa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Tua Tagovailoa.
This absolute asshat.
Roger, Commissioner Goodell.
The amount of insane things that he has said over the last, 72 hours, he is on an all-time dumbass heater, including one of the most dominant 10-game stretches in the history of college football. How dare the ACC, the relationship is damaged beyond comprehension. Although I did see this. This is the one thing where I'll give him a little bit of leeway on. I guess the ACC sent out emails to the teams, kind of talking points about trying to get Miami into the playoff, and they included Notre Dame on them. They did the dreaded reply all. Forgot to leave them off. So, I'll give them credit. That's kind of crappy. But at the same time, I wish someone would sit down with him and give an honest interview, because his whole thing is, how dare the ACC promote Miami? I would love for someone to ask him, so when you got $10 million for going to the college football playoff and winning games, were you going to give a dollar of that to the ACC? Oh, wait, no. When Miami goes, they do have to give some to the ACC, so why wouldn't they promote the full member and the member that would have to split money with the conference? I mean, he's such a stooge. It's unbelievable.
So they're now saying that the Ivan Mazel signing, Mazel tweeted that he was disappointed. He said he was looking forward to talking to Notre Dame fans about everything. Now,
it's a book about a legendary Notre Dame coach.
Well, but you know they're going to come at him about being on the committee. Now, here's the thing you need to know about him being on the committee. He was recused when talking about Notre
Dame.
Because
of the book, right?
Because of the book. Yeah. He said, I stand by the committee and the work we did. I stood by as the committee decided on Notre Dame. So he was not, he didn't have to leave the room, but he did not have a vote on Notre Dame. He couldn't talk about Notre Dame. He said, the reason for that is because head coach Marcus Freeman wrote a blurb for my book, American Coach. I was recused from discussing or voting on the Irish. I offered the recusal in August, and the college football playoff accepted it. So he didn't even vote on Notre Dame. He just said, I was really looking forward to, you know, hearing out Notre Dame fan when I was at the bookstore on Friday. This is supposed to be on Friday. Yeah. And he tweeted that he was disappointed. Well, now apparently it's back on the schedule. So social media has publicly and successfully shamed Notre Dame bookstore.
I just can't believe that someone hasn't been able to get in their ear and tell them that this scorched earth approach is helping nobody. Like that, no one's changing their mind and letting you back in, Notre Dame, and all you're doing is creating ill will and just getting people to turn against you. Like, this is a bad look across the board. Even the talking heads on ESPN that were bloviating about Notre Dame, even they've turned against you. Even they, that ESPN is like, better talk these guys up, or saying, this is a bad look. The Big 12 commissioner is coming out and blasting them. I mean, it's just, do you really want it to be you and everyone against you in the entire sport? It just makes I would love to know what their end game is. I would love to know what old Pete, like, what are you trying to accomplish by this whining tour? Because Texas, I didn't think anyone was going to bitch more than Texas, but they've gone quiet. Miami last year went quiet. Vandy put up a kind of a bitch fit for 24 hours. They shut up about it and went away.
I thought Miami handled, it wasn't Miami, it was Cristobal.
Yeah.
I thought he handled his part pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, he stated his case.
Yeah.
He wasn't overly negative about it. He was just like, look, head-to-head should matter, and that's all. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And, of course, he didn't have to. I mean, it's easy to say that now because they got in.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Too bad for Notre Dame.
Someone said it reminded me why I hate Notre Dame. Me too.
Well, most everyone hates Notre Dame.
I had kind of come around a little bit. Like, Notre Dame to me was a lot. It was like kind of Duke basketball. But Notre Dame never wins anything. And I like Marcus Freeman. Seemed like pretty good people. And I'd gotten over the Brian Kelly killing the kid on the scissor lift thing. And, you know, there's good tradition there. So I had kind of come around. I had softened on Notre Dame a little bit. And this just brought me around to what a bunch of absolute crybabies.
Well, Paul Feinbaum, whom I don't listen to, but I saw in this article in Front Office Sports, he came out and he said that their TV ratings don't match their reputation.
Yeah.
Well, Front Office Sports dug into that. So when we come back, I'll tell you. I mean, because Notre Dame, like I think the prevailing thought is that Notre Dame draws really well. Like, they're the only school that has its own TV deal.
Yes.
They get like $50 million
yes.
with NBC just for their games.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Yep.
But are those games
really?
Whoa. That was a misfire. Are those games really that watched? Mm. We'll look at the ratings from Front Office Sports coming up next on the Fan. There's what Paul Feinbaum said about Notre Dame. He said, they think they're great, but they're not. They're not the draw they used to be. This has nothing to do with the playoffs. It just has to do with the fact that their brand, as good as they think they are, they aren't as big as the SEC brand or even the Big Ten brand. That was Paul Feinbaum, the voice of the SEC.
Yes. Paul!
Who's a goober.
Yeah, he is.
But
he makes a valid point.
For some reason, people listen to him. And every once in a while, he's right.
Yeah.
So here is what Front Office Sports dug up about the actual facts behind Notre Dame's television ratings. Again, they have their own TV deal. They make $50 million off of it.
Yeah.
No other school has anything like it,
nor
which is why
they.
They're not in a league.
Yeah.
The 10-2 Irish did not rank among the top 10 most watched college football teams this year, according to Nielsen. Their average viewing audience of 3.9 million viewers ranked them 15th in college football, behind Florida, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Florida State.
How about that? By the way, most of those teams stunk.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
South Carolina and Florida State?
Well, and to be fair, too, outside of those first two games, Notre Dame didn't play anyone. I mean, There's an element to, if you play a big game, like I'm sure Alabama's numbers stink when they play Tallahassee JUCO. So I'd be interested. I can probably look it up what the Notre Dame rating was for Catholics, cons, and then A&M. But after that, no one's watching Notre Dame for the sake of watching Notre Dame.
Well, there's more. All right. They say the most watched team was Alabama, averaging more than double Notre Dame's viewers at 8.5 million, followed by Texas, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. Overall, the SEC teams accounted for four of the five most watched schools. According to Nielsen, Notre Dame played in only one of the top 20 most watched college football games this year. That would be the Miami game, which drew a season-high 10.8 million viewers.
I just saw that.
Ironically, the committee pointed to that 27-24 road loss to the Hurricanes as the reason the Irish did not make the playoff cut. Even their rivalry game against USC did not have a big number, 2.9 million, so basically 3 million viewers for that, which trailed three SEC matchups on ABC that same weekend.
The A&M game got six. So Notre Dame just kind of smells like any other schools that if you have a top 10 matchup, people tune into it, and if you don't, no one's watching. But just on a day-to-day basis, the SEC reigns supreme. We talked about this. What was it like? I think the Big Ten this year had, it was like five games that did over 10 million, and the SEC had 25, 26, something like that. It just...
So Notre Dame just played in the championship game last year.
Yeah.
And that, so, I mean, that's kind of the telling one, because it's like, okay, it's a game that there's no bigger game in the sport, and there are no bigger brands in the sport, or at least according to themselves. So you would think it would get a huge number.
Yeah.
Well, Front Office Sports says that that number was 22 million, which
Wasn't 22. Didn't Alabama and Michigan the year before in the semifinal get a bigger number?
They said that 22 million was down 12%. From Michigan's win over Washington in the previous college football playoff final. It is also the third lowest audience among all 11 college football playoff title games. So, I mean, Notre Dame is... Feinbaum's right.
Oh, yeah.
They are just not... Even when they play in the biggest game, like, if the Cowboys played in the Super Bowl...
Yeah.
Like for example, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Cowboys-Chiefs. Did you see the rating for that?
It was 40-something million.
Yeah, and that is going to be more than...
Yes.
I don't know.
Any other.
Bears,
well, we saw
Dolphins, even if everyone's captive on Thanksgiving. Yeah,
who did the Lions play on Thanksgiving? Was it the Packers?
The Packers.
And that did a huge number. That did 30 or 40, and then the Cowboys and Chiefs did 40, high 40s or 50, and went even higher.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is the bigger brands always, even in the biggest games,
higher.
It still goes higher. Well, and with Notre Dame in the championship game, and this year, for their biggest games, they did not.
Well, that's what I when you said that number of 22, I was like, that can't. I was like, that's really low. So the year before, remember, Michigan and Alabama played in the Rose Bowl for the right to play in the national title. Remember, that was the goal line and Jalen Milroe, and they got stuffed at all, whatever. That got 28 million people. So Alabama and Michigan in the non-championship game for the right to go play for the national championship got 28 million. 6 million more than Michigan in the national title game against a massive brand like Ohio State. So, hey, Peter Baklava, whatever the hell your name is, maybe take it down a notch or two, buddy. This whole, we run the sport. Do you? And also, Notre Dame, I get it. You're a big brand. When's the last time Notre Dame won anything? Because you can't win a conference title. And I think it's been, 88 since last time you won a national title? So maybe let's tone down some of the rhetoric that college football absolutely has to have you on
board.
What
do you think they do now? Like, what do you think happens with Notre Dame moving forward?
Supposedly the idea was that they were talking about taking their ball and going home from the ACC, but, I mean, where else?
They're not really even in the ACC.
Exactly, but their other sports are, right? The 24 other sports need a partner. Notre Dame can't be independent other than football. So the idea was, are they so pissy at that, where would they go? The SEC and the Big Ten aren't going to do it, so that would leave the Big 12. So do you go to the Big 12? But the Big 12 just told Notre Dame to go F themselves and said they were acting ridiculous. So I don't know if Notre Dame really has a path here other than to just bitch and moan, because they don't want to join a conference. If they leave the ACC, then it's the Big 12, and how is that any better than the ACC? Other than maybe the relationship's a little better, because apparently they felt like they got stabbed in the back. I did see a thing where going forward, the next iteration of the college football playoff, Notre Dame is guaranteed to be in if they're in the top 12. So somehow they managed to get that pile of crap passed. It's just unbelievable that when all the commissioners get together to decide the future of the sport, it's all the commissioners and then the AD of one school. It blows my mind that those other places don't tell that guy to go take a hike. Either join one of us, the Big Ten or the SEC, or go away. I would love to see someone actually call Notre Dame on their crap and be like, no, dude, if you want to schedule the ACC, then come join us. And if you don't, go away. Is they can't pull that crap with other conferences that has to be the lesser ones. There's no way the SEC or the Big Ten would let them get away with that.
Wouldn't you want them as part of your league, though?
Yes, they all.
That's the thing.
They all want them part of their league, but that's the thing. Is the only way you can get Notre Dame to join one of these leagues is not playing their reindeer games. Notre Dame has to have scheduling partners, and they have to have a conference affiliation for their other sports. If the schools wanted to, if the conference wanted to, they could squeeze Notre Dame and say, you will be a part of us. Pick the one you want, because anyone would open the front door for you, and the only ones that they would join would be the Big Ten and the SEC. And by the way, they would make more money in the Big Ten and the SEC.
They wouldn't join the Pac-12?
No.
New-look Pac-12?
No. And they wouldn't join the ACC, and they wouldn't join the Big 12. But, you know, the so far, no one's really squeezed them on it. So, it's
interesting.
They would make more money. They just lose that independence to kind of do whatever they want.
All right, let's get to some NFL nasties. Where does Washington go from here? And we have, quite possibly, two of the worst 11-2 teams of all time. Next on The Fan.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.